Today on Introductions, we'll hear the Midwest Young Artists Symphony Orchestra of Highwood in part of a concert they performed just a few weeks ago at Pigstaker Concert Hall in Evanston, featuring Prokofiev's Complete Symphony No. 5, a work that the composer said he wrote to, quote, sing the praises of the free and happy man. Please stay with us. Welcome to Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, we're featuring the Midwest Young Artists Symphony Orchestra of Highwood, conducted by Dr. Alan Dennis. This is the most advanced of several orchestras at MYA, a private, nonprofit, extracurricular music school that also has jazz, wind ensemble, and chamber programs for pre-college students. In 2009, they were named Orchestra of the Year by the Illinois Council of Orchestras. Prokofiev's Symphony No. 5, coming up in a moment.
Hi, my name is Tyler Katz. I am currently a junior at Stevenson High School. I'm 16 years old. I play the violin and I compose music. I love classical music because it's very pretty music, and it's complex. It's not just simple eighth notes to a drum beat like some other music. I'm not saying I don't like rock. Beatles and Led Zeppelin for me. But classical music has this complexity that other music doesn't have. I'm in the MYA Symphony Orchestra, which you'll be hearing this hour. MYA stands for Midwest Young Artists. There are six orchestras in MYA, as well as choirs and jazz bands and chamber groups. They are currently located in Fort Sheridan in Highwood, and there are also theory and composition classes that one can take there. I've seen how the instruments mix in MYA, and it's helped me become a better musician and learning how all the different parts come together.
Hi, my name is Lisa Chertok. I'm 18 years old, and I'm currently a senior at Vernon Hills High School, and I'm a violinist in the Symphony Orchestra at MYA, the Midwest Young Artists. I love the violin because I've been playing it since the age of 5, when I used to watch my mom playing, and I begged her to let me start as well, and it has led me to meet a bunch of incredible people and to travel and to have experiences that I otherwise would never have had without it. Being in the orchestra at MYA is one of the most incredible experiences for me because I'm surrounded by people who love the same thing that I love. It is something that I've not found anywhere else. It inspires me to achieve a higher level in music. Now you will be hearing the Midwest Young Artists Symphony Orchestra performing Prokofiev's Symphony No. 5 at Pigstaker Concert Hall in Evanston. The first day that Dr. D passed out the music for Prokofiev, we all kind of had a slight jaw drop. It was very complex, a little bit scary to sight read in the beginning, and it didn't really get easier from there. We practiced the music and we worked hard on it, but each rehearsal you discovered new complexities, and there was an intensity in the music that I had not experienced personally in many other pieces that I had played. And even on the day of the concert, you could feel everybody so tense and so focused. And there was just an adrenaline rush. Every time we finished a movement, it was like, phew, we got through that. And it seems like the audience really loved it, especially because they started clapping after the first movement. And this was a musically informed audience. So that was very surprising, but kind of a moral boost for everybody. And once we finished the piece, there was just this incredible wave of accomplishment and a sense of gratitude, at least for me, for the people that were around me and for getting through such an intense piece. And I just stood up and I was so, so excited and so happy that we had gotten through such a big accomplishment.
The MYA Symphony Orchestra now in the Complete Symphony No. 5 by Sergei Prokofiev. Dr. Alan Dennis conducting from Pigstaker Concert Hall at Northwestern University in Evanston. This is Introductions. The Midwest Young Artists Symphony Orchestra in Prokofiev's complete Fifth Symphony, conducted by MYA founder and executive director Dr. Alan Dennis from Pixdigger Concert Hall in Evanston. This was performed at MYA's February 25th, 2012 concert, which also featured winners of their annual Walgreens Concerto competition. And we'll be hearing those performances later this spring on this program. You can hear this edition of Introductions again on our website, wfmt.com/introductions, which is also where you can audition and perform on this program or leave a comment directly for the performers you just heard at the bottom of the webpage. Introductions is an original production of 98.7 WFMT. Steve Robinson is the executive producer, and today's program was recorded by Edward Ingold. Our theme music was performed by MYA's own Trio Vida. I'm David Polk, the host and producer of Introductions. Please join us again next week.